This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Oh, yeah. Wednesday morning and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Because he has gone out and he's done elk hunting. We will be joined today in the second hour as we go once again into another exciting episode of The World According to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. That's coming up second hour. This guy named Joshua Holland, and he wrote an article at something called The Nation entitled Tactical Experts Destroy the NRA's Heroic Gunslinger Fantasy. Ah, golly gee. He wrote in there, the last thing a chaotic crime scene needs is more untrained civilians. You know, the overwhelming majority of self-defense with guns is by untrained civilians. You get that, don't you? I mean, let's think that going in. We know this going in. Now, while the article is drawing a fair amount of justifiable heat from those who don't see security centralization as a solution, it does properly point out that proper training is not a bad idea. And for this reason alone, it would be helpful not to throw the baby out with the bathwater. This is the premise of his article is force-on-force training, or as the new trendy thing to call it is reality-based training. This is a type of simulation training that they believe better prepares individuals for future performance through experimental learning, which is learning by experience and doing as opposed to academic knowledge, which can be learned in a classroom. The thing about reality-based training, what they're trying to get in you, what they're trying to instill in you, and they're trying to do it physically, is the premise is a little, it's a little skewed, but if you do it all the time, it works out fine. Now, where do we see this most often? I think about this when I think about a professional athlete, primarily a football player, primarily a wide receiver, who knows he's out there, somebody's throwing the ball to him, and he's got a couple of free safeties and other defensive people zoning in on him right now. He's up completely, altogether, unprotected, and he's concentrating on keeping the ball. He's going to concentrate on catching the ball and hanging on to the ball. He's got this tunnel vision happening where he's up on his task. He's concentrating in chaos. This is what reality-based training is trying to instill in you. A correctly designed RBT program will help to reduce the involuntary stress response called the sympathetic nervous system that's in students by pitting them against well-trained actors called role players who exactingly follow pre-selected scripts, which have been crafted to derive specific responses and achieve selected training goals from the scenario being played out for the student's benefit. That's okay, I guess. If you really want to get into some reality-based training, and I know this is going to sound pretty silly to some of you, you need to go to an airsoft event and train with the airsoft kids. The airsoft kids will put you through your paces. Through your paces. These kids know how to move. They know how to set up. They know how to, they know how to do what they're doing. They know how to do it as good as any military person does. So getting up there and getting tested by them is not a bad thing to do. And it's, what I like about it is you actually do have projectiles coming at you. So cover has to be used. And in a close environment, it doesn't matter if it isn't simunition. When a properly executed quality RBT program reinforces what the, according to the father, the so-called father of RBT, Kenneth Murray refers to as the task triad, which consists of reinforcing stress-resistant skills, promoting stress inoculation, and killing enabling. It does what they do in the military. In the military, while this may reduce stress, it reduces stress because what it's doing is it's getting you concentrating on the task. Like when you're jumping out of a C-130, that song that they sing at jump school, stand up, hook up, shuffle to the door, those are the steps. And they drill that into you incessantly. And while you're concentrating on standing up and hooking up and shuffling to the door, the next thing you know, guess what? You're counting 1, Mississippi 2, Mississippi 3, Mississippi 4. You're looking up. There's the canopy. You're looking down. There's the earth. 800 festive feet below you. And you completely forgot that you were jumping out of a perfectly good airplane. So this is what this is. And this is, these kinds of articles get out there and they start writing about these things. Listen, it's about training and repetition. If you're out there, when you're training to be in a gunfight, okay, if you want to get on force, by all means, I highly recommend it. I highly recommend training in any format out there. I think this is a little overboard. Getting out there and having a predetermined script, that means you have a predetermined outcome. Well, this didn't, you actually failed because it didn't end up like, well, wait a minute, now I didn't get shot by any of your role play. No. No, don't do that. Don't do that. I'm disagreeing with it. I'm only disagreeing with the method here. But don't let the very complicated, heavy vernacular get out there and confuse you. It's about repetition. This is why I talk all the time about dry fire training to train your figure trigger. I talk about practicing reholstering because that's as important as drawing. Practice drawing. Practice, when you draw, you should never draw and be standing still. When you draw, you should be moving laterally, left or right, and you should be heading for cover. You should be identifying cover as you go. Yeah, and you're going to have four eyes, actually, because you've got to be looking for cover and you've got to be looking at your assailant. And you may have to come up and shoot as you move to cover to keep him down. But it's not that complicated of a task. It's no more complicated than being a wide receiver on a football team. Who's looking downfield, is looking at the defense, he's going to run downfield, he's got to run his route, and then at a predetermined point, he's got to be looking for the ball. And then he has to forget about everything else, and he's got to concentrate on the ball. It is no more complicated than that. And yet, it's about repetition. This is why you see professional athletes practice for hours and hours and hours on end. That's why they're professionals. So, by all means, go train. Don't let anybody tell you you're doing it the wrong way unless they can show you how you're doing it the wrong way and just enjoy your time. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I saw this earlier, and my heart goes out, and my heart and prayers go out to the family of this latest NYPD cop that got killed. And, Mayor, I hope you're proud of yourself. However, you know, the street cop of New York, I don't think in a lot of cases is necessarily the problem. It's the leadership of the cops of New York. And so I bring you this little ditty. There's a web entity called ProPublica. And there's sort of a tech thing, I think. I'm not real sure. I don't know that much about them. But apparently the NYPD runs a fleet of X-ray vans. And earlier this year, New York State Supreme Court Judge Doris Lynn Cohen ruled that the NYPD couldn't shield itself from freedom of information requests simply because disclosing fleet details could interfere with ongoing investigations. The New York Civil Liberties Union has filed an amicus curiae, friend of the court briefing, arguing against the NYPD's position. But New York Police Commissioner Bill Bratton continues to stonewall reporters. He said, those are issues I'd prefer not to divulge to the public at this time. I will not talk about anything at all about this that falls into the range of security and counterterrorism activity that we engage in. Here you are, NY, New York City. Here is your guy, your chief policeman, saying, shut up, I'm doing this for your own good. This is precisely the kind of carte blanche that created the modern-day NSA. In the first place, the NYPD is neither a military organization or a governmental agency tasked with protecting New Yorkers from far-flung threats across the globe. It is a local police force, just like the same local police force, except on a larger scale, to be sure, that any other municipality has. And their policies and practice must be open to civilian review. As the recently filed amicus brief notes, here, how is the NYPD ensuring that innocent New Yorkers are not subject to harmful X-ray radiation? How long is the NYPD keeping the images that it takes and who can look at them? Is the NYPD obtaining judicial authorization prior to taking images? And if so, what kind of authorization? Is the technology funded by taxpayer money and has the use of vans justify the price tag? The current price tag is between $729,000 and $825,000 per van. My question is, what about due process? What about the Fourth Amendment? What about that? What's the stop? I mean, this is scanning people, I guess, on the sidewalk. And these are not actually X-ray vans. These are actually backscatter vans. Conventional X-ray machines detect hard and soft materials based on how much energy makes it through the target. Backscatter X-rays detect how much energy is reflected from the target. These are the machines that raised substantial privacy concerns when they were first deployed. Then we get a little image of one of the TSA people sitting there with her phone and everything else. The NYPD refusing to comply with a New York State Supreme Court, finding, ruling, is interesting and alarming. Bill Bratton has decided he will act autonomous to any other authority out there. He's decided he's counterterrorism. He's decided that he is Chuck Norris. Yeah. Judge Lynn Cohen wrote, petitioner states in his affidavit and respondent does not dispute the backscatter technology previously employed in European Union airports was banned in 2011 because of health concerns. An internal presentation from American Science and Engineering, Inc., the company that manufactures the vans, determined that the vans deliver a radiation dose 40% larger than delivered by a backscatter airport scanner. bystanders present when the van is in use are exposed to the radiation that the van emits. Moreover, petitioner maintains, and that is not disputed by the NYPD, that there may be significant health risks associated with the use of backscatter X-ray devices, as these machines use ionizing radiation, a type of radiation long known to mutate DNA and cause cancer. So, here we have something going on where it's perfectly okay, according to the police commissioner, to expose all these people to put something that might cause cancer, while at the same time they're doing it to save one life. Okay. New York City, you need to get a hold of this. You need to get a hold of this police commissioner. You need to get a hold of your mayor. And you need to explain to them that they serve at your convenience, that they serve based upon you allowing them to serve. Not that... You guys are not some part of a Petri dish, are you? I know most of you may be somewhat of a low-info voter. You're upwardly mobile as far as your career, and I salute you for that, and I admire you for that. And at the same time, you continually vote socialists in place, totalitarians in place. You have for the last little bit here. You're a great city that I will never get to visit because I'm not going to be fish in a barrel like the rest of you. I would love to visit New York City. I'd love just to walk around and take pictures of the buildings. I'd love to walk. Do you know how many camera stores are in New York City? Good gosh. The Just Trust Us defense is tired. You know, this was the whole thing that Edward Snowden revealed with his leaks. And 2.5 years later, after that has been revealed, after Snowden revealed what the NSA was doing, just trust us for your own good, that no longer applies. I mean, you can do it all you like, but it's not going to work. And it's as tired as all the other gun control you're out there doing. This is gun control. This is what this is about. This is looking for guns. They're looking for guns. And they're scanning everybody there, and they're bombarding everybody there with radiation, looking for guns. While in the meantime, the mayor makes it open season on cops, and number four gets killed today, earlier today. So, knowing all of that, why is this allowed to go forward? Why? People of New York, rise up. You've got a guy there who's saying, I don't care what the judge says. I don't care what the judge says. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You wouldn't go swimming with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Little administrative note. Tomorrow I'm going to be filling in at WORD in Greenville, South Carolina. So tomorrow it's going to be best ofs, tomorrow and Friday. Back in force on Monday. I have a little ditty here. Written by a true believer named Barbara LeSavoy. Written October the 9th. I can't share with you her picture, but I wish I could. But the title of her little ditty is Obama's Legacy on Guns Should Be to Ban Them. But I give this to you in its entirety. She, by the way, Barbara LeSavoy is the director of Women and Gender Studies at the College of Brockport. I don't know where Brockport is. I don't know if this is a letter or an article. I don't know. Anyway, I present this to you. From Barbara LeSavoy. I urge President Obama to ban firearm possession in America. He is the President of the United States. He can change the country. He can do it today. I believe in him. I voted for Barack Obama twice. During his 2008 presidential campaign, my two daughters, partner, and I ate every meal in our house on Obama placemats. We bought these at our local supermarket, plastic-coated, plate-sized paper rectangles with an image of his face framed by colors of the flag. While politically minded, I am not overly patriotic, so this mealtime ritual of American allegiance was odd to me. Still, we looked at the image of his face every day and believed that he could really be the change in America. As his 2012 campaign approached, I was a little jaded. Some of his promises to our country did not come true, and I was anxious about rising social tensions he and his administration faced. Racial inequality plagued the news, gender-based violence grew in global proportion, and women's reproductive freedoms have become increasingly vulnerable. Still, I did not waver. I dug into our old dining room cupboards and found our worn but resilient Obama placemats. I dusted them off, and once again my family and I ate all of our meals looking at his image. In his presidency, we still imagine a country on the edge of change. Today I write this letter with a bleeding heart. I admire Obama, but he has let me down. I am disappointed because his presidency could have done more for our country, and sadly the many taken lives who cannot read this essay. I still worry about urgent social tensions facing our nation, and I recognize their ongoing complexities in policy and legislative action. But gun violence could be averted. Can our country ever be free from senseless gun crime? Firearm possession should be banned in America. President Obama can orchestrate this directive. His presidency can be remembered as a remarkable turn in United States history where a progressive leader forever changed the landscape where we live and work. This is his legacy. To establish gun control laws in America that will reduce high levels of male violence and usher in a culture of peace and civility. Barack Obama is the President of the United States. He can change the country. He can do it today. I believe in him. Oh, golly gosh. Poor Barbara LaSavoy. Barbara, do you understand that all of this social tension that you're out there complaining about, he's the director of this particular orchestra. You get that, right? You think he orchestrates this and that. You're right. It's just that, not exactly the way you think it can be. He can't write law. And that's what banning guns would be. He can't go around. He tries all the time. He does his very best. And the courts back him up and the media cheers him on. And he does as much as he can to subvert the Constitution. But, I mean, if he were to ban guns, Barbara, I'm afraid people like you would get swept up in something called a revolutionary civil war. I don't know how you're going to react to that. You think the gun violence is bad now, it's going to escalate in a really bad way. And it'll be the government coming down on people like you. Barbara, they'll come to your neighborhood because within your neighborhood there are people that own guns that you don't know about, that don't bother anybody. And they'll come there to find the guns, and then they will, if they go the forceful way, then there will be regular civilians being killed in an ex post facto regime where something that was legal yesterday is no longer legal today, and by golly gosh, we're going to kick in your door, take them, and you better not resist. I weep at the idea that you work in education. It kills me to think you work. And what is a director of women? Is it women and gender studies? Are men not part of the whole gender, that you, women, men? What am I missing? State, okay, thank you. One of the ninjas in there, Dr. Barbara LaSavoy, State University of New York, Brockport. And she's a doctor. No kidding. Oh, that just kills me. Folks, you know what? Barbara is an American, and she's entitled to her opinion, of course. I took an oath back in the 80s to support her opinion, to make sure that nobody tried to take away her opinion. However, when she unknowingly is advocating violence, and she doesn't even get that, and that's the part of the low-info voter that is the scariest part of it for me. She thinks that Obama could get up there and say, well, of course, no more guns, snap his fingers, and all guns just dematerialize. That's not the way it works. That is not the way it works. Guns are... That genie is out of the bottle. Take a look at all the evidence out there, please, Barbara. Please. Violence is going down. It's going down. And the only place we have a lot of gun violence are in the big cities, which are essentially municipal gun-free zones. And then we have these absolutely horrific aberrations of nature, which is a spree shooter that shows up and, you know, then kills a whole bunch of people that didn't deserve it. And that makes the news. And then everybody is dancing in the blood that's on top of the coffin in their best tap shoes, calling for more gun control, calling for me and you, the law-abiding citizen, to be disarmed, because that will keep this kind of stupid stuff from happening. So. And you're an academic doctor. Poor Barbara. Poor children that have to sit there and eat their dinner off of the placemats of Barack Obama. That's the whole thing about this. Barack Obama, he's been represented in various, I mean, as a work of art, like Che Guevara. He's got his own T-shirts. I mean, golly. What happened to substance? He doesn't even play the saxophone. At least Clinton played the saxophone. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Jason, I think you may be new here, but Jason says this kind of reminds me of a channel that will be on the Grand Theft Auto game. I take that as a compliment. You know, Barbara probably thinks the British regime of gun control is a good idea. Well, hey, Barbara, hate to pop your little bubble there, but allow me. Headline coming out of Britain, gun crime on the rise, Our timeline shows 30 shootings in Greater Manchester in the last 14 months. When they're talking about Manchester, they are talking about the part of London that this is where Manchester United, one of the most storied franchises in all of sports on the planet, resides. And there's been 30 shootings, most of them in Salford. Three of them were fatal. Now, I'm not, let's see. They've had incidents in places like Old Trafford, Moss Side, and Longside. And there's been tensions between the rival Gooch and Doddington outfits and various spin-offs that continue on. I'm not even sure what we're talking about there. I think that the Gooch and the Doddington outfits, and I'm half British, I should be picking this up, you know, I should be like, all right, I understand what they say there, all right. But I don't. That's all beside the point. They've got a picture of some British cops armed. And I think I'm looking at something by H&K. Although I'm not sure. And they make a big thing about armed police. And you know what? Banning guns is exactly what the British have done. The British didn't. The British government has been a, you know, they have a prime minister and everything else that really sort of runs the government. But everybody there are subjects still. They have no rights in Britain. So they have no right to self-defense. And now we've got all these shootings. How, you know, I used to see, when I was working for Gun Owners of America, I used to see Piers Morgan sparring with Larry Pratt. And he would get out there and say, there's only 55 shootings in, how are there any if guns are banned? And I would beat Larry up, why don't you ask him that? And he would never give me an answer, but that's all beside the point. If it's working so smoking hot, how did 35 guns get in there? And then you find out about the way they actually report crime in Britain. They don't call it, somebody can be sitting there shot 16 times. And unless they make it an arrest and get a conviction out of this, it's not called a shooting. And then we know how many violent crimes they have per 100,000, which is roughly five times that we have here in the United States. And then I look at Barbara Le Savoy, who's eating off of Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama's face. By the way, I've got an email address if you want for her, if you'd like to engage her. My man AK Files took care of that. I'm not giving it out because she eats off of Buffalo Barack Obama's face. Not happening. I'm not getting to be part of that stuff. So in Britain, oh my gosh, we've got shootings happening now. Just shootings. In San Francisco, another cop has had a gun stolen out of his car. Now, if you would go to San Francisco and say, hey, hello, law enforcement officer, how do I keep from having my car broken into? Don't leave nothing in it. Would be the answer you get. And yet, here we have another. This guy's a California Highway Patrolman driving a Toyota Prius. That just sounds so wrong coming from the agency that gave us chips. He parked his Prius on the sedate, quiet, totally non-sketchy neighborhood of 8th and Howard Streets. That's the way they describe it. Leaving a loaded firearm inside a backpack, deftly hidden on the front seat of the vehicle. I've ridden in a Prius. The front seats don't have a lot of hiding places. Then, this is when a thief smashed one of the Prius's windows and stole the bag. Kate Steinle was killed with a stolen gun by an illegal immigrant who'd been deported seven times and was a five-time felon. Or, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's the other way around. I'm not sure. So, California Highway Patrol policy requires firearms who are on duty to lock their service weapons away. These rules don't apply in this case. He was off duty. It's essentially their responsibility to secure it properly and in a reasonable manner. Look, if you can take a gun and disguise it as anything you want to, but if you leave it in a, you know, putting it in a backpack, putting it in a duffel bag, whatever it is, and leaving it on the front seat of your car and being a cop and then coming there and finding the gun stolen, that's malfeasance of office. That chip needs to be fired. I don't care how much time he's got in. I don't care how good he looks in reflector Ray-Ban aviator sunglasses. He's got to go. He clearly cannot handle the job. As we get ready to roll into hour number two, I touched on this briefly when I was talking about training. Reholstering is a very important thing to train to do, because the biggest problem running into people training with handguns is the negligent discharge. That is a big deal. Having a negligent discharge when you're holstering the gun means you're going to blow something into your leg, creasing your leg, into the top of your foot or something else. And that's not good at all. And it comes purely from having your finger in the trigger guard. I've seen video of people doing this. I've seen video of people making video, drawing the gun, and shooting themselves in the calf muscle. I have had one negligent discharge in my time. And everybody knows where it ended up. But for those of you who don't know, it ended up in my best friend's chest because I broke the rules. Everybody that has a negligent discharge breaks the rules. So, this is the thing we must fear the most. By all means, when you're training, train to put the gun back in the holster. Steve Fisher does one thing that's interesting. He gets people, and he's got the, when it's going into the holster, he has the gun re-aim at the target. You're doing that on purpose, while at the same time, you train to put your, once again, index your finger on the slide of the gun, or along the barrel, or wherever it's going. And then you take it and pivot it and put it in the holster muzzle first. That kind of deliberate movement is designed to negate negligent discharges. It also is pointing the gun downrange still, so if you do have one, you're not blowing around into your leg. Not shooting yourself is a really good thing. I don't know too many people that have more than one negligent discharge in their time training. I've had mine. It wasn't during training. I'm very safe, believe me.
Believe me.
I'm very safe. And I handle them, I don't handle them like I'm terrified, but I do handle them with a lot of respect. So keep that in mind as you go along. Coming up next from Second Call Defense is going to be Sean Maloney. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig,
because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.